Hi, and welcome to Public Speaking with me, David Murray. This is a show about communicating with confidence. Every episode, I share with you tools and techniques to help you to communicate with confidence, or I interview a special guest who talks about how communication shapes what they do and how they do it. If you head over to my website, here's the address, davidallanmurray.com. You'll find details on how you can join me for one-to-one coaching and sign up for my face-to-face or online programs. In today's show, I answer a client question about how to run effective meetings. And before we get there, if you enjoy today's show, please leave a five-star review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to click subscribe and share it with anyone who you think would benefit from listening. So without further ado, let's begin to communicate with confidence. You're listening to the Public Speaking with David Murray podcast. To find out more, you can visit me at davidallanmurray.com. Concerned their company was wasting a lot of time and money organising meetings that they felt just weren't effective or worthwhile, because attendees were being distracted by their laptops or phones, they weren't engaged, and the meetings would start late and finish even later, a client of mine asked me this question. How can I run more effective meetings? As you can imagine, I have run loads of meetings over the years, and during that time I've discovered what works well and what doesn't work so well. So based on that, I shared these three top tips with my client. The first one is, always have a clear agenda and share it with all attendees in advance. This is great because it gives your meeting structure and lets everybody know in advance, ahead of time, what's going to be talked about and for how long. And it helps you to confirm that you have the right people in the meeting to talk about the right things, and ensures that every topic that you have on your agenda that you want to discuss is covered at the right time and for the right duration. The second top tip is, at the start of the meeting, invite your attendees to put their laptops and phones away. Now, I'll be honest, this might be quite hard for some people, but if you can invite them to put their laptops and their phones away, this will ensure that there's less distractions, which means that people will be interacting more with each other and the meeting will run more smoothly. And the added bonus is there'll be so much more interaction between people in the meeting because there'll be lots more eye contact because people won't be staring down at their screens, which means you'll have better conversations in the meeting and therefore better meeting outcomes as well. Now, my next tip might seem quite obvious to you, but I think it's really worth sharing. Because so often I've seen people arrive late for meetings, which then means that the meetings overrun their agreed time. So my third tip is, ensure everyone knows exactly when the meeting starts and how long it will take. Put this in big, bold writing on the meeting's invitation, and as the meeting organiser, you, be strict about starting and finishing the meeting on time. Even if some people arrive late and you've already started your meeting, this will encourage those people to arrive on time the next time you have a meeting because they know you're serious about when it starts and when it ends. And the added bonus is when your meetings start on time, they are more likely to finish on time. And this is going to make you and your colleagues very, very happy. So, if you want to run more effective meetings, ensure your meetings always have a clear agenda, invite attendees to put laptops and phones away, and ensure everyone knows exactly when the meeting starts and how much time it will take, and you will run more effective meetings. I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you did, please leave a five-star review wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to click subscribe and share it with anyone who you think would benefit from listening. You can head over to my website at davidallanmurray.com and join me for one-to-one coaching and sign up for my face-to-face or online public speaking programs. Thanks for listening and keep communicating with confidence.
If you'd like to find out more, you can visit me at davidalamurray.com.